Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Goodman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Hodgin moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Philly steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kinder moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Kinder moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-2 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to third for the out. Lupien moves to second. Two outs. Pat Ciaret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciaret is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ciaret hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Ciaret settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Ciaret settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway pinch runs for Taffy Wright. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-4 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Ted Williams pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Sam Mealy pinch runs for Ted Williams. Matt Batts pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Tex Houston now pitching. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.